then I come from Seattle, Washington, United States. I've been here in Cusco, Peru for 4 years. I lived in Australia for a year. I've been through Europe. I've lived through Central America. Where else? I don't know, about 17 countries, I believe.
How have your sentiments about the States as your home changed through your travel experiences?
Well, it's been really different depending on where I've been. When I was in Australia, about 8 years ago, and that was my first long trip abroad, I had a really different perspective than what I have now. So when it was my first time leaving the country for an extended period of time, and my first encounter meeting a lot of foreigners with their opinions on the United States, and I found myself rejecting a lot of United States policies and not wanting to identify with being American, or not wanting to identify with my country, you know. But always standing up for personal friendships, personal relationships, and the things that I appreciated about the country. Now that I've been living in a not only a foreign country, but a third world country, a developing country for 4 years, and having to live like a Peruvian person in this country, trying to make money, trying to make a profit, trying to survive any way that I can, the same way that the people here survive, I have a real different perspective on my country. First of all, the people in this country don't talk a lot about the United States. You know, they're not very politically negative, you know, like most Europeans or Western people are. I appreciate the things that are available to me in the United States. I appreciate the social services. I appreciate the freedom and the liberty that we have there. And I appreciate the independence that's available to us there and the opportunities.
So, living in Peru for 4 years and getting ready to go home in a month or two, how are you going to cope going back to Western civilization?
Oh, God. There's so many things I'm looking forward to going back home, you know? I don't know. To be honest, I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to react. I might just fit right in like I never have been away. But I don't think that's going to be the case. I'll probably be very disoriented for the first while that I'm back home. And I think the hardest thing, and it's always the hardest thing going back home, is dealing with people's mentalities when we go back home. So people that have no idea where it is on the map that I've been for 4 years, have no idea what language they speak, because, you know.
So are you a proud American?
What a funny question. I don't know what that means.
Are you patriotic?
I don't feel like I identify really with any country. That's where I grew up, and that's my home, and that's my language, and that's my culture. But I've been here in Peru for 4 years, and I don't feel like I ever identified with this culture either, you know? And when I go home, I don't feel like I identify with that culture, because I've been living in Latin America for 4 years, so I don't really have an identity as far as countries are concerned. So if I don't have an identity, it's hard to be patriotic about a non-identity, you know?
Celeste reflects on her displaced sense of home for the podcast No Place Like.